All right, praise the Lord. Let's go to Hebrews 10:32. Hebrews 10:32. I really just want to talk to you. Don't really have a big sermon, but I want to talk to you about a couple of things that I think will help us where we are today. And I was thinking about this. I talked to the thermostats about it, and I want to just mention it again and go through a couple of things. Hebrews 10:32, if you've been around me very long, I use the scripture a lot. It says, "But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions." Now, I want to read it to you in a different version. "Remember the past when you first learned the truth, you endured a lot of hardship and pain." Okay? I'm going to read the next scripture. "At times you were publicly insulted and mistreated. At times you were associated with people who were treated this way." That's God's word translation. So what we see here is they learned the truth. Or what I want to propose or submit to you is that they got the truth. I want to use those words instead. And I want to say it like this. Don't you remember those days right after the light shined in your hearts? That's the Passion Translation. Okay. So, you know, certainly we could say when you got saved, when you were illuminated and you were born again, because that's when your spirit lit up. We could say that. But what I want to try to get across to you is just to look a little bit deeper. He's saying continually call to mind those times. Go back and think about it. Call to mind those times. And I think he's trying to lead us somewhere, the Holy Spirit is. When I say he, I'm not talking about the writer of Hebrews. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. We all have a different opinion of who wrote Hebrews. We're not going to talk about that tonight. But just like in the beginning, you have continually had your heart enlightened to the truth. So what we could say now is you've gotten truth all along. And I mean, all week long, you could be studying something and a truth will light up to you, right? When you're reading your Bible or when you need to believe God for something. And so you get a word about it and you'll be enlightened. You'll go, "Ah, yeah, there's my verse for that." So that's what I'm talking about. Thinking about and reminding yourself, "I got a word about that." Okay, y'all following me? Because I'm going to try to take some shortcuts here. So I'm not talking about a doctrine. I'm talking just about the way you lived your life, and you were looking in there and you went, "Oh, yeah." And you were believing for something. Now, you said, "I got that. It's mine." Okay? So you found out Jesus was the healer. One day you found out Jesus was the healer. Remember? Okay. Remember, you found out he was the healer. Then one day you needed healing. And so you fed on what you knew. And you went and looked up things about healing. And you filled your heart with Jesus the healer. He healed all that came and believed. He healed them all, the Bible said. Use the word all. And so you put that in your heart. And then all of a sudden you went, "I'm healed." I'm just going to jump ahead. You didn't have to try to believe. You ate enough energy that you believed. Okay, now, and we'll get back to that in just a second. So, you know, you said, "That house is mine." Yeah. Yeah. Or, "I'm debt free." Or whatever it is. You got there. So that dream is possible, you said. You were enlightened. "Oh, that dream's possible. I can do that." Okay? Are y'all with me? So it said that after you were enlightened, though, that you had to endure hardship. It said you had to endure affliction. And that affliction, I'll just tell you what that affliction mostly is. No, you don't. You don't have it. You with me? You walking with me? You walking with me? No, you don't. You didn't get it. No, your faith didn't work. And then on top of that, there's the persecutors. Oh, the name it, blame it, grab it, blab it, people. Blah, 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 blah. But this word right here, endure, is hupomeno in the Greek. And it just means exactly what it says. You're going to endure. It means you're going to persevere. It means you don't care what it looks like or what's trying to bombard you. You're going to stay the same. No, I got it. See? So you remain the same. You have to call it like you want it and not like it is. Thermostat. Okay. So you have to resist the lies. You have to resist the accusations. You have to resist the thoughts of failure, because with God, all things are possible. Okay, to who? To who are all things possible? The people who believe. The ones who believe. And those who resist. Now walk with me through this just a minute. Resistance training, that's what I call this. Resistance training is a form of exercise that improves muscular strength and endurance. Okay? So you've seen, I think Jesse has some of those around here somewhere where you put your foot in it, you do like this, and then there's other things that you can use. It's an exercise where your muscles have to overcome some sort of oppositional force. Oppositional force. Oppositional force. Like with dumbbells. Like with dumbbells. Okay. So you to resist, you refuse or you oppose or you defy. You don't just go, huh? You pull it up. And then this starts working. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When I was a drummer, Art will love this. When I was a drummer, my front calf muscle on my right leg, Jesse, you may have had this too, was bigger than the other one. Because I had to do my kick drum more. And it stuck out more. It was real funny. I'd be like, okay. But anyway, so that muscle was opposing and working. So the word says in James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Oppose him, stand against him, stand against the accusations, stand against thoughts of failure, stand against plan B. Submit to God means to yield to God. Like we just did earlier in the service, we just yield to the Holy Spirit. Resist the devil means do not yield. It's interesting that you can work out on the devil. You can work out on the devil. Yeah. Resistance training. You will fail. No, I will not fail because I've already won. You will lose. No, I will not lose because Jesus already paid and I won that. You will die. I will live and not die because Jesus paid. Resistance training. Then the muscle gets stronger. Y'all hear what I'm telling you? The muscle's getting stronger. It's getting stronger. What happens? It gets bigger and it gets stronger. Now, there's something on the inside of you. It's called a substance. In the King James. Hebrews 10:34 right there says this. Now look at the words here. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven. Now the right translation says this. You have it in yourself and in heaven. You go look it up. I'm telling you the truth. The Bible kind of skips through that a little bit, but you have heaven in here. So it's all in here. Okay. Listen, you have in heaven. What? I just went out. Am I back? Yeah. An enduring substance. So you have the enduring substance in you. You have the persistent substance already in you. You have the resistor in you. Okay? Resistance training. Telling you. So it actually says that it's in there, and it when it looks like things are spoiled and it's not going to go your way, you have an endurance substance. Okay? Enduring substance. You have something in you that will stay with what really exists. And you can't see it. It's in the faith world. It's in the faith realm. But it's what really exists, and we will call it a force. It's a force. And some folks say, well, they took joyfully the spoiling of their goods because, you know, in the sweet by and by, they'll finally have their mansion and get everything back. But that's not what my Bible teaches. It talks about here. And it talks about that substance being in you here. And then it tells you, you know, well, why did they think that? Because they didn't finish reading. Because when you get to 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance. Faith is that substance, that enduring substance. Faith is your endurance, church. It is that enduring force there. So, and the scripture actually says there that the elders obtained a good report by doing this. They endured, they resisted, and it was really easy because faith eyes had looked into the unseen world and they saw what they were believing for. Now, what are you believing for right now? Put it in your mind. You know what you put your faith on? Okay, can you see it?
Yeah.
That's your eyes of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. All right, now, we are not of those who draw back. That's what verse 39 says. So, you can endure. You can actually endure. You don't have to cave. Out of these translations comes this. You have the title deed. Faith is the title deed. It's the substance. It's the title deed. All the realtors went, yay. All the homeowners went, yay. I've got some title deeds in my office of things that I own. Some properties that I own. You have some. They're yours. And if anybody opposes, you wave the title deed at them. How do I know I own my house? I got the deed.
Yeah.
Now, church, this is something you need to always stick in your mind. This is basic here, but you need it. Faith begins where the will of God is known. You have to know the will of God. So find out what the word says about your situation. Then go to God in faith and on that truth and then receive. Jesus healed. Jesus is still the healer. The Bible says by his stripes I was already healed. So all I have to do is receive that. But in order to receive that, I may endure for a time, but I don't want to endure in mental ascent, because you're not really enduring, because then your language will be wrong. You with me? So you want to endure in faith. No, I'm healed. Now, you cannot try to believe. You can't do it. Do you try to take a shower? No, you get under the water and you get wet. Well, when you get word, you feed yourself word, you get faith, and you believe. So if you're not going to eat the word, you're not going to have the faith you want to have. Praise the Lord. It's just like food. You're going to have some fuel. If you put some energy in your body, the food will turn into energy, and then you can move on it. You can do something, and then you can oppose. But you got to have some energy, so you won't just, you know, okay. So you can, then you start that resistance training because you fueled yourself. So there's times when you don't have to stand very long. Things will come right through, but then there are times when you're going to need that resistance training. You can't be laying on the couch with a six-pack and a case of brownies and a big cigar. Everybody kind of went, oh, on the brownies. The other stuff's probably long gone out of here. And the devil break through your door and you get up and start lifting weights so you can beat him. Too late. So you start this training already so you don't give up, and then it gets easier and easier and easier, and you get strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And then I just want to show you one more thing before we close, because I'm telling you, you can resist that dumbbell. Because that's all he is, a useless dumbbell. The only thing he's good for is to work out on. Okay? Now, this is kind of cool, and I'll end with this, and we'll be almost right on the clock. We're a little bit over, which doesn't matter because Holy Spirit has his way. Amen. In resisting the devil, you need to look through the eyes of faith, and you need to see who you really are. Okay? The more you know who you really are, the better this is going to work for you. You need to have your identity in him. He's the big one. It's not you. You're not fighting the battle. He's your vehicle, baby. Okay? Yeah, everybody my age got that. Okay, and a little younger. Liz is younger, but she got it. Thank you, Jesus. So, 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour." He's as a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He's as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Hey, he may not devour me. You may not. You are not going to devour me. Now, but watch this. This is cool. He's like a roaring lion. He acts like one. He's an impersonator. On the other hand, you are the lion. The sages say that when Daniel was in the lion's den, the reason why the lions did not try to eat him is because he was the superior lion. Yeah. See, you're the superior lion. That lion is not going to eat you. The sages say that when the three Hebrew children were in the fire, they said the reason the fire didn't burn him is because they were the superior fire. Now that's who you are. God is a fire from the loins up to the loins down. And that fire is in you. And your faith is a force that is way bigger than any lie that the devil can tell you. Yes. Any lie. You're the superior lion. Yes. You are the superior fire. You have to know who you are. Now, understand, life is about the biggest one in the universe putting you on like a glove. Mm-hmm. Got it? He's putting you on like a glove. Get rid of God, won't you help me? God, won't you help me? God, won't you help me? God is willing and ready with hesed.
That's right.
And all he's got to do is get you to do what Jesse was singing tonight. Arms wide open, heart wide open. Do it, Lord. Put me on like a glove, like he did with Gideon. The Bible says that he put Gideon on like a glove. Glory to God. See, then Gideon became the superior lion. And it only took 300 people. Because you remember the story? God brought them down, the ones that drank water. All the ones that put their weapons down, he sent them away. Okay. All right. So, but he put Gideon on like that. He's putting you on like that. So, the devil is already in a defeated position, but his intellect is intact. And the only thing that he can do, the only thing he can do is deceive you enough that you'll start talking it. And when you talk it, you empower it because you are the superior lion. So, I guess I didn't get it. Well, the superior lion just put that into effect. You can't even say the only way the devil beat you was that he got you to talk. This is really good.
Yes.
We need to really understand this, that it is our conversation and our confession that is ruling everything.
Yes.
Because you are the one with the authority, and you've been put on this earth with authority, and you have the power of God on the inside of you. I call heaven and earth
oh boy.
As a witness.
Yeah.
Choose life or death.
Yeah.
Resistance. Resistance. Resist him. Train up.
Yes, amen.
Train up on the little things. No, devil, shut up. Get out of here. Yes. Train up on the little things. Train up on the little things. Train up on it. No, you're not having it. No, you're not having my money. No, you're not having my kids. No, you're not having my body. No, I'm not just going to decide to go with what the world's going to do. I'll just do it this way. No, I'm going to do what God said to do. Because God may just heal me without me even having to go see anybody else. I'm not going to automatically say that I'm going to have to go to the doctor. If he says so, I'll go. God bless the doctors. But if he doesn't say so, I want to have enough faith working, enough resistance training that I can say, no, I'm standing for my healing. No, I'm standing for my miracle. No, I'm standing for my finances. You don't have any resistance. You're just going to have to lay down. Now take all of that and put it in this American thing. Let's say what we want. Let's believe what we want. It's okay to say the facts, but you better come back and say what you want. And not, well, it looks like we're going to go to hell in a handbasket. I just don't know. No, we're not. God said, as long as there's a union, he will be for us. Glory to God. I'm not laying down. I'm gonna have some endurance training. Might fall over. Praise the Lord. We're not Mickey Mouse trying to get rid of the monster. We're the biggest one in the universe because he's in us. I'm with God. That's what David said. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because I'm with God. I may be a teenager, he said, but I'm with God. The army's over there shaking, but I'm with God. Why? Because he knew something. Because he was fueled. He had resistance training. He had already taken down the bear. What's a good bench press? 300? Oh, Lord, I thought I was so good when I was in my 30s. I could do 125. Is that good for a girl? Okay. All right. So 300. All right. So, I mean, you're going to have to be Mickey, Minnie, or you're going to have to be the lion. What'd you press when you were in your, I know you used to be a weightlifter. Not very much. 125. Did I beat you? Sorry. I'm telling y'all, we're going to have some resistance training and not just go with the flow. Well, blah, 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 blah. How about just saying, nope, nope, it's not, I'm not going that way. Well, it looks like you have a la, la, la on the na-na-na. No. What's that growing on you? What's growing on you? In the name of Jesus, I command it to get off of me. Why are you limping? In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And then we should all back all that up and say, well, you bless your little heart. Well, you can sure have compassion on someone, but you don't have to agree with the devil.
Right.
He needs your power to win. Don't give it to him. No more drama, llama. Amen.